弟兄平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
平平安啊，大家。
Do you have peace in your heart?
来到神的家呢，我们需要经历上帝的平安。
When we come to God's house, we should experience peace in our heart.
好高兴呢，今朝早上呢，同大家一起嘅嚟到去敬拜。
I'm glad to be worshiping with you all today.
亦都好高兴呢，能够有呢个机会同大家一起嚟到去分享神嘅说话。
I'm glad to share God's word with you.
今日想同大家呢讲一句嘅题目。
The topic today I want to share with you is
讲到关于投资嘅事情。
I'll talk to you about investments.
讲到投资嘅时候呢
we'll talk about investments.
投资需要讲眼光。
You have to have a vision in your investments.
投资需要讲时机。
And you have to have the right opportunities.
投机更加有人话呢是一门的学问。
And this is also a knowledge, that's what someone said.
究竟投资是什么呢？
So what is investment?
一般人对投资的理解呢是这样的。
For most people, this is how they understand investments.
我们将物质的资源放在一些有回报的项目上面。
We put material thing in things that has returns.
咁按照现时经济市场里边嘅情况呢
？So in today's economic situations,
我哋知道有高风险嘅投资。
We have high risk investments.
有啲人叫做投机。
Sometimes even said these are gambling.
就好似呢炒股票或者系炒卖楼宇一样。
For example, you may gamble in the stock market or in properties.
呢种嘅投资可以得到即时嘅回报。
This investment you can have immediate returns.
佢嘅利率都相当高。
And the percentage of return is very high sometimes.
咁当然啦，呢个风险都相当大。
But of course, the risk is also high.
亦都有一啲叫做低風險嘅投資。
And there are also low risk investments.
譬如話一啲嘅藍籌股或者定期嘅存款等等嘅項目。
For example, put in a saving account or in safe stocks.
因為投資嘅回報率相對嚟講係低嘅。
So proportionally, these investments return are low.
佢要需要嘅時間會長一啲。
The time of investment is also long.
所以有人叫呢种叫长线嘅投资。
So people are saying these are long-term investments.
相对嚟到讲，佢嘅风险亦都会低一啲。
So the risk of these investments are low.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我唔系一个投资界嘅人士。
Of course, I'm not a investor.
我亦都咧冇打算咧嚟到喺度教导弟兄姊妹你点样做经济性嘅投资。
And I'm not here to teach you how to invest in your money.
但是今天的早上呢，我们会在这里思想一个更为严肃的问题。
So today I want to share with you a more solemn topic.
就是属灵的投资。
The investment in spiritual.
我们可以叫它做永恒的投资。
We're calling this the eternal investment.
那对身为基督徒的我们来说，什么叫做属灵的投资呢？
For Christians, what is spiritual investment?
如果我们真的要做一个投资的人，我们又应该怎样做呢？
If you want to invest, what kind of person should we be?
今天早上呢，我想跟大家来到看马太福音第六章。
I want to share with you Matthew chapter 6.
我们会从19节读看到34节。
We'll be studying verses 19 to 34.
在这段的圣经里面，
In this part of scripture,
耶稣基督盼望跟随他的人
Jesus wants all his followers
能够做一个属灵的投资者。
He wants them to be a spiritual investor.
如果我们要做一个属灵的投资者呢
？When we invest in spiritually,
我们需要注意三件的事情。
We have to pay attention to three things.
三样的东西是相当重要的。
Three items are very important.
我们逐一来到看一看。
Let's look at them each one of them.
我先讲讲呢三样嘢系咩先。
First, I want to tell you what are these three items.
首先，我哋需要有正确嘅价值观。
First, we have to have the right value.
第二点咧就系咧，我哋需要有正确嘅焦点或者系对象。
And the second, we have to have the correct target.
然之后第三点咧就系正确嘅优先次序。
And the third is the correct priorities.
弟兄姊妹，让我哋一齐嘅嚟到学习神嘅说话。
Let us study God's word.
我哋一齐嚟到睇睇第十九节至到二十一节先。
Let's look at verses 19 to 21.
十九至到二十一节。
Verses 19 to 21.
我哋都会再读一次十九二十一。
Let us read this all together again.
中文读一次。
We'll read this in Chinese.
英文读一次。
And then in English.
我哋先读中文。不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。地上有虫子咬，也能受坏；也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能受坏；也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Verse 19 to 21. Verse 19 it says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth."Where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
各位弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
主耶稣盼望他的门徒首先要搞清楚一样东西
The Lord Jesus wants his and disciples to strengthen out one thing.
这样东西就是什么叫做永恒
What is eternity?
什么是短暂的
What is short term?
在这里耶稣基督的定义永恒是什么呢
What is Jesus' definition for eternity?
耶稣基督在这里定义的永恒是天上的财宝
Jesus' definition for eternity is a treasure stored up in heaven.
而短暂是什么呢
What is a short term?
短暂就是地上的财宝。
And that would be the treasure on earth.
地上的财宝好像什么
What is a treasure stored up on earth?
主耶稣在这里举例了一些情况。
He gave some example for them.
好像什么呢
Such as?
好像我们的衣服。
Like our clothes.
好像我们的食物。
Like our food,
好似我哋嘅金钱。
Like our money,
点解呢啲嘅事物系短暂嘅呢
？Why are these things are in short-term basis?
主耶稣喺呢度解释。
And Jesus explained.
因为衣服会被虫子咬坏。
Because clothes can be eaten by moths.
食物亦都会呢个嘅变质变坏。
Food can get rotten.
而我哋覺得最寶貴、最重要嘅金錢咧
，and the most precious thing that is money to us，
亦都可能被別人偷咗去。
They can be stolen by thieves。
所以主耶穌希望佢嘅門徒
，so Jesus wants his disciples。
耶穌基督希望跟隨佢嘅人
，for his followers，
唔好將地上嘅物質嘅東西當做永恆嘅事情嚟到睇。
Do not treat treasures on earth as eternal things.
唔好将呢啲地上嘅东西，我哋要嚟到去赚取佢哋。
Do not try to earn all these treasures on earth.
而对跟随主嘅人嚟到讲，最有价值嘅系咩呢
？For the follower of Jesus, what are the most valuable things?
最有价值嘅
，What are the most valuable?
系天上嘅财宝。
That is treasure in heaven.
耶稣呢度就冇再讲落去咧，究竟系乜嘢叫天上嘅财宝啊
？Jesus did not elaborate what is the treasure stored up in heaven。
但我想大家注意一样嘢。
But want to pay attention to this。
就系呢个嘅第二十一节。
On verse 21。
二十一节话咗俾我哋听一件事情。
And verse 21 tells us one thing。
我哋一齐嚟读二十一节啦。
We'll read that all together。
中英文一齐读啊。
We'll read it all together, both Chinese and English together.
一齊嚟讀。因為你的財寶在哪裏，你的心也在哪裏。二十一節，話俾我哋聽好重要一件事情。
It tells us a very important thing.
耶穌話：你嘅錢喺邊度
？Jesus says, "Where is your money?"
你嘅心就喺邊度
？Where your heart also is.
咁呢个系咩意思呢
？What does that mean？
呢个意思其实系要我哋嚟到检视一下。
That is for us to examine ourselves.
我哋点样运用我哋嘅金钱
？How do we use our money？
弟兄姊妹，今日我哋多多少少我哋都有钱嘅。
Brothers and sisters, maybe more or less, we all have money.
系嘛？有冇人呢度斗领都冇噶
？Do we? Anyone among us here is penniless?
冇人会完全冇钱嘅。
There's nobody who has absolutely no money.
我哋点都会有某个银码嘅钱。
There's always a certain amount of money we own.
当然有啲人多啲
，somebody has more，
有啲人少啲
，somebody less。
不过喺呢度俾我哋一个好重要嘅提示。
But there's an important reminder for us.
正确嘅价值观
，what is the correct value？
系永恒嘅
，that is in eternal，
系天上嘅财宝
，that is treasure in heaven。
而我哋要积聚天上嘅财宝呢
？When we want to store up treasure in heaven，
就同我哋而家喺地上有嘅钱财有关系嘅。
Is related to the money we have on earth.
換句話來講
，in other words，
我哋需要你問下我哋自己
，let us ask ourselves，
我哋點樣用我哋嘅金錢咧
？How do we use our money？
弟兄姊妹，如果我問你，你點樣用你嘅金錢嘅咧
？Well, the sensitive is why I ask you how do you use your money？
你有嘅金錢裏邊有幾多部分係做咗啲乜嘢嘅咧
？What the percentage and how do you use them？
嗱，弟兄姊妹。如果你咁样嚟到谂，你就发觉我哋嘅金钱大部分用咗喺边度啊
？So you will realize how much was the most percentage in how you spend it。
你嘅钱大部分用咗喺边度啊
？How much do you what's the most percentage that you spend in？
着乜嘢咯
？What we wear？
食啲乜嘢咯
？What we eat？
系咪？我唔知道呢度教会有冇午餐供应噶？教会有嘛？有的呢啲度比較好啲啊，美國、香港嘅時候咧係冇得供應嘅。香港教會冇嘢食嘅。
In US we use the churches usually provide lunch, but in Hong Kong usually there's no lunch provided。
所以咧，我哋有時講笑咧。
Sometimes we joke about this。
香港嘅基督徒咧
，In Hong Kong Christians，
有啲嘅時候喺崇拜嘅時候，你估佢哋諗緊咩咧
？What were they thinking about doing worship？
佢係諗緊完咗崇拜之後咧，去邊間飲茶，邊間會平啲，邊間啲嘢會好食啲。
So they were thinking, after worship, where should we go for lunch? Where has better food and cheaper food?
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我哋用钱去买衣服
we use our money to buy clothes.
我哋用钱去买食物
we spend money for food.
其实都无可厚非的
that is nothing wrong with it.
我哋都要生活的嘛
we have to live.
不过你同我要思想一样嘢
but you and me has to think about this.
我哋有嘅金钱
The money that we own,
除咗我哋生活之外呢
？Besides what we spend for our living，
我哋会用嚟做乜嘢呢
？What do we use them for？
弟兄姊妹，我有理由相信，我哋用我哋嘅金钱可以做天上嘅投资。
I believe the money that we own, we can invest that in heaven。
我哋可以嚟到去有天上嘅财宝。
We can treasure up treasures in heaven。
就是我哋用我哋嘅钱嚟到做啲乜嘢
？So how do we use our money？
弟兄姊妹，你有冇谂过用你嘅钱嚟到去帮助别人呢
？Have you ever thought about using your money to help others？
你有冇谂过用你嘅钱嚟到去帮助啲有需要嘅人呢
？Have you ever thought about using your money to help those who are in need？
弟兄姊妹，你记唔记得耶稣基督讲过句说话
？Remember what have Jesus said？
佢话你将一啲嘅事情做响一个小子嘅身上。
For you have done to the littlest，
就系做喺边个身上
？What have you done that for？
就系做喺边个身上
？Who has you done that for？
做喺一个小子嘅身上。
You have done things for the littlest person。
呢个小子系边个呢
？Who is that littlest person？
呢个小子其实就系有需要嘅人。
And that's the person who is in need。
当我哋去帮助啲有需要嘅人嘅时候
，When we help those who are in need，
弟兄姊妹。我哋就系做喺耶稣基督身上。
We have done all this in
当我哋愿意用我哋嘅金钱嚟到咁样帮助别人嘅时候
，When we're willing to spend our money to help those who are in need，
让我咁样讲
，Let me say，
我哋系积攒财宝在天上。
We are storing up treasure in heaven。
当然唔单止系咁样。
Not only this。
等次如果我再问你
，If I ask you，
我哋点样运用我哋嘅金钱咧
？How do we use our money？
我哋会唔会运用我哋嘅金钱嚟到扩展神嘅工作呢
？Do we use our money to expand God's heaven？
神嘅工作
，God's work。
因为要嚟呢度讲到啦，咁所以同阿谭牧师就倾咗几句吓。
because I'm here today to preach the sermon. I was talking to Pastor Tam.
咁咧，從阿譚牧師裏邊咧就知道咧，其實咧，我唔知你哋知唔知啦。可能譚牧師都未同你哋講嚇。
I don't know if you say that size.Pastor Tam probably haven't told you this.
你知唔知咧？呢啲附近好似有一間office 要出賣，大家知唔知啊
？There's an office building in Awang that is for sale.
啊，我覺得呢個好有眼光。
Yeah, I think that he has a big vision.
啊，我哋願唔願意花金錢
？Do we want to spend money
去擴展神嘅家咧
？To expand God's house
去擴展神嘅工作
？To expand God's work
值得我哋諗一諗。
Understand about
我哋話我哋做一個嘅屬靈嘅投資者。
We want to be a spiritual investor.
第一個好重要嘅一件事情。
The first thing and the most important
就係我哋需要有正確嘅價值觀。
We have to have the correct value for us.
正確嘅價值觀就係呢種天上嘅財寶。
The correct value is to store up treasure.
就係我哋點樣運用我哋嘅金錢。
How do we spend our money?
弟兄姊妹。让我们好好来到思想一下。
Let us meditate and think about this.
上帝为什么要这么祝福你？为什么上帝要给这么多钱你
呢？ Why has God blessed you so much and give you so much money?
可能你说，牧师，其实上帝没有给很多钱我。
And I think God didn't really give me that much.
我不是很多钱而已。
I don't have that much money.
不过不紧要。
But that doesn't matter.
你试一下一样东西。
You can try this.
你願意為了上帝的緣故，嗱，喺呢度咧，我唔係講緊呢個成功神學啊，我唔係講緊咧呢個即係好多人都講緊嘅，即係你種乜嘢咧，你就會上帝俾翻好多倍你。
I'm not talking about the prosperity gospel. I'm not saying whatever you grow, whatever you also reap.
不過真係有一個屬靈嘅原則咯。
But there's a spiritual principle.
就如果我哋願意為上帝擺上。
If you want to put up our
摆上我哋嘅金钱
，want to put up our money for God，
你放心啦
，you can have peace in your heart。
上帝会揾一啲嘅方法会祝福翻你嘅
，God will find a way to bless you。
我成日都讲一个好似讲笑咁样嘅
，That's a this joke I always tell。
我觉得只要上帝祝福我，唔好有呢个病或者嗰个病，就已经悭翻好多钱。
If God bless me in not having certain sickness， I save a lot of money。
你相唔相信啊
？Do you believe this？
唔使入一次醫院。
If I don't have to spend once in the hospital，
你已經可以慳翻好多嘅錢。
You have saved a whole lot of money。
咁當然你話牧師唔緊要啦，現所俾嘅啫嘛。
You said my pastor doesn't matter. I have insurance。
當然唔係啦。
That's not the case。
羊毛係出在羊身上嘅。
Whatever you spend, it always
你以為真
係
嗰個公司俾你嘅咩
？You really think the insurance company？
你知唔知你俾咗幾多錢佢先啊
？Don't you realize how much money？
你知唔知你每個月要供幾多錢俾佢先啊
？How much money you're paying the insurance company every month？
所以弟兄姊妹，
或者成師
所以弟兄姊妹，讓我哋嚟到去明白呢個屬靈嘅原則。
Let us understand the spiritual principle。
正確嘅價值觀。
The correct value。
天上嘅財寶。
Treasure in heaven。
係同我哋點樣用我哋嘅金錢有關係。
It's all related to how we spend our money.
第二件嘅事情。
And the second item.
我哋好快嚟到睇睇。
Let us look at it.
我哋讀一讀22節至24節。
Let us with verse 22 to 24。
我哋都一齊嚟到讀，中文先讀，然之後英文。
We'll read this in Chinese first and then English.
聖經話：眼睛就是身上的燈，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花。全身就黑暗，你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是护这个爱那个，就是纵这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Let's read all together, verses 22 to 24. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light.But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Neither you will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
各位弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
主耶稣肯定了天上的财宝
Jesus has not I make certain what is treasure in heaven.
肯定了天上的财宝是重要过地上的财宝之后。
Yes, make certain treasure in heaven is more important than treasure on earth.
他就要跟随他的门徒。
Yes, let his disciple know.
将他们的焦点或者将他们的对象搞清楚。
Let their focus or their target be clarified.
不同的人对二十二节、二十三节有不同的解释。
Different people would explain differently for verses 22 to 24.
不过我想跟翻圣经咁样讲，我哋就咁样解释。
I want to follow what the Bible has told us.
人嘅眼睛系乜嘢咧
？What is the people's eye?
人嘅眼睛好似光线一样。
The eye is like a lamp.
系可以指引我哋走前边嘅方向。
It can guide us in our path.
所以主耶稣喺呢度讲乜嘢咧？
So what is Jesus
telling us? 他说如果你的眼睛是清晰、是清楚、是光明的，
If your eyes are clear,
你就知道你去哪里。
You will know where you will be going.
如果你的眼睛是昏花的、是黑暗的，
If your eyes are dark, in darkness,
他在这里讲到的黑暗是何等的大，其实是你不知道你去哪里。
And this is saying the darkness is, how great is the darkness is telling you, you don't know where you are going.
咁如果我哋跟翻上文嚟到去理解呢一段圣经
咧，即
系话咧，如果我哋嘅眼睛嗰个焦点系放响天上嘅财宝上边
，If our eyes are focused on the treasure in heaven，
我哋嘅眼睛就唔会昏花
，Our eyes will not be in darkness，
我哋就唔会迷失方向
，We will not lose our way。
但系如果我哋眼睛系是这个焦点是放在地上的财宝上面呢
？If our eyes focus on the treasure on earth，
我们就会分化
，We will be in darkness，
我们就会迷失方向
，We will lose our way。
简单来说
，To put this simply，
主耶稣在这里的意思是什么
？What's Jesus telling us？
即是说我们的眼睛不能够有两个的聚焦点。
We cannot, our eyes cannot focus on two things.
弟兄姊妹，好简单，我想你同我一起做一样嘢。
I want you to do something with me all together.
请大家同我一起做一样嘢。
Let's do this all together.
一起做啊！一起做。
All together.
大家都有两只手嘅。
We have two hands.
两个手，两个拳头。
To make two fists.
教埋功夫嚟教嘅。
Chinese kung fu.
一個嘅拳頭喺上邊，唔係你要睇到自己嘅拳頭啫。
You have to see your fist。
然之後一個拳頭喺下邊，睇到自己。
When in the back，
你可以睇上邊就睇下邊。
Which？ Let's look at。
可以睇上邊，可以睇下邊。
You can look at。
Can you do that, Willie？ Can you look at？
Can you look at both fists？
睇上邊，睇下邊。
Look at both。
可唔可以一齊睇
？Can you look at your both fists all together？
Look at both fists. 你要睇中間。
You can, but
你要睇中間嘅時候咧，兩個都唔清楚嘅，係咪啊？喂，你跟住我一齊做啊！兩個都唔清楚。
You,
你要清係 translation.
You could, but you can't really see them clearly.
但係如果你想清楚睇到咧，你就兩隻眼都要聚焦喺一點上。你一係望上邊。
You have to focus in one thing. Either you look at that your top fist.
你一就望下邊。
Or look at the bottom fist.
如果你望上边，你睇唔到下边噶。
If you look at the top fist, you can see the one in the bottom.
望唔到上边噶。
If you focus on the bottom fist, you can see the top fist.
知唔知主耶稣讲紧咩啊
？What is Jesus telling us?
主耶稣系讲紧我哋唔可以有两个焦点，唔可以同时睇两样。
You cannot focus on two items at the same time.
当我哋睇两样嘢嘅时候
，When we look at two items,
我哋会分化。
Our eyes will not be clear. We will lose our way.
跟住主耶稣讲落去。
And Jesus keep continue to tell us.
侍奉两个主。
A person cannot serve two masters.
个意思系乜嘢咧
？What he means is
一样系专一咁嘅意思。
You have to focus in one.
专一咁嘅意思。
You have to focus.
一个嘅仆人
，one servant，
唔能够同时候侍奉两个嘅主人。
Cannot serve two masters at the same time.
当然，弟兄姊妹。
And of course, brothers and sisters.
我哋相信咗耶稣基督嘅人。
For us believers,
我哋系基督徒。
We are Christians.
我哋唔会放弃主耶稣。
We will not let Jesus go.
系嘛？我哋唔会放弃主耶稣，同唔同意啊
we agree with this, we will not toss Jesus aside.
我哋唔会放弃主耶稣。
We will not let him go.
系唔系啊？我问紧，系咪啊？唔会放弃主耶稣，唔会。
No.
会唔会啊？唔会。但系咧，有个现象咧，就系咧，我哋唔会放弃主耶稣。
But one thing is we will not let Jesus go.
但系我哋又冇放弃瓦门、哦。
But we also will not let go of money.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果两样都拣
，if you choose both，
系唔得嘅。
That cannot be done.
主耶稣要我哋喺呢度认清楚侍奉嘅对象。
Jesus is telling us what should we focus in our service to.
侍奉嘅对象要系专一嘅。
Who we serve has to be focused in.
就系好似我哋嘅眼睛唔能够两个嘅焦点一样。
Just like our eyes cannot focus on two items.
所以我哋要选择。
So we have to choose.
究竟要侍奉边个？
Who should we choose to serve?
我们要侍奉上帝侍奉主耶稣呢
Should we choose to serve God and Jesus?
亦或侍奉马门亦都是金钱财利或者是财富的意思
Or should we serve man which is money and power?
第一节目我再讲
I keep telling you this
好像我们不能够有两个聚焦一样
Just as we cannot focus on two items
我们亦都不可以有两个的主人
We cannot have two masters
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我哋要確認，
we have to,
確認邊個係我哋嘅主人。
We have to make certain who is our master.
我哋嘅對象，我哋要侍奉嘅對象係邊一位
？Who is the one that we are supposed to serve？
我好鼓勵大家。
I encourage all of you.
我哋需要侍奉嘅對象。
Who should we serve？
係呢一位拯救我哋。
Is the one who saved us？
俾我哋新嘅生命嘅呢位嘅主。
Is the Who is the Lord who gave us a new life?
如果簡單嚟到講
to put it simply,
究竟呢一個嘅正確嘅焦點、正確嘅對象係咩意思呢
？This correct focus, correct target, who is this?
就係弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我哋需要問下我哋自己。
We have to ask ourselves.
我而家為咗乜嘢嚟到生活呢
？What am I living for?
我而家為咗邊個嚟到生活呢？
Who am I living our lives for?
有人为咗钱嚟到去生活。
Somebody live their lives for money.
有人为咗别人嚟到去生活。
Somebody live for other persons.
我哋又点呢
？How about us?
我哋为咗边一个嚟到生活
？Who are we living for?
好啦，呢个系第二点我想分享嘅。
That's the second item that I want to share.
时间关系，我哋要进入第三件事情啦。
For time, because of time, we're going to the third item.
我哋对读埋最长嘅呢一段圣经。
We read the longest passage.
最后呢段圣经24节至到34节。
Verses 24 to 34。
虽然长，我哋都会读晒佢嘅。
Even though it's a longer passage,
我哋先读中文。
We'll read them all in both in Chinese first.
然之后我哋读英文。好，一个人。不能侍奉两个主，对不起啊，这个呢应该是25节。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食么？身体不胜于衣裳么？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活他。你们不比飞鸟贵重得多么？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人啊！野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西 都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Let's read all together verses 25 to 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, than the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor will dress like this of this. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe than you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
好了，弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters.
主耶稣在这里呢？
And here, Jesus is telling us.
他挑战了门徒。
He is challenging us.
当他们知道了天上的财宝的价值。
When his disciples know the value of the treasure in heaven.
拯救人的上帝是他们侍奉唯一的焦点和对象。
The salvation God is the only focus they should have.
主耶稣要他们在行动上表现出来。
Jesus wants them to put this in action.
在这段圣经里面。
In this passage.
其实简单的重点是什么呢？
Simply put, what's the focus?
主耶稣是要他们来到想清楚。
Jesus wants them to meditate and think clearly.
优先次序的问题。
What is the priority?
最重要的是什么?
What is the most important thing?
在这里似乎告诉我们。
Seems like this is telling us.
最重要的是什么?
What is the most important thing?
最重要的是33节。
We can find that in verse 33.
33节说什么?
What's verse 33 tell us?
你们要先求他的国和他的义。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
求这个字是什么意思呢?
What does it mean by seek?
求这个字有寻找。
To seek is to find.
想要。
You want to have.
或者是很渴求的意思。
Or what you long for.
嗱喺呢度，耶稣基督其实系做紧一个嘅对比嘅。
In here, Jesus is making a comparison.
佢话你唔好担心一啲嘢。
Do not worry about certain things.
即系你唔好要一啲嘅嘢。
So you do not want these things.
唔好追求一啲嘅嘢。
Do not seek after those.
就系嗰啲衣食住行嗰啲嘅嘢。
Those that the clothes and the things that you are seeking daily.
嗰啲系外邦人所要所求嘅。
Those are what the pagans look at, one after.
另外一方面呢,
and on the
主耶稣不是要我们不要东西不求东西。
Jesus is not saying we don't want all these things.
他要我们求要的东西是什么呢?
What does Jesus want us to seek?
先求什么啊,弟兄姊妹?
What do we seek first?
先求他的国和他的义。
To seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
他的国他的义亦都有不同的解释。
There are different meanings for his kingdom and his righteousness.
不过我都想用一个简单的一个的理解。
I want to put it in a simple way.
神的国是什么意思呢?
What is God's kingdom? What does it mean by God's kingdom?
神的国最直接的一个的解释。
The most direct definition is.
就是上帝的主权。
Is that God's sovereignty?
亦都即是说上帝那个同在。
And this that means being with God.
佢个主权喺边度
？What is God's sovereignty?
就有上帝喺嗰个地方。
There God is.
喺呢度咧，我时间关系咧，我就唔多解释啦。
because of the time concern.
上帝嘅主权，上帝嘅同在。
Was God's sovereignty and God's together.
仲有义系咩意思呢
？And what is righteousness？
义其实系讲到上帝嘅本身。
Righteousness is meaning that God's essence itself.
上帝嗰个嘅属性，佢系公义嘅。
God's essence is righteousness.
所以其实喺呢度简单嚟到讲。
To simply put it this way.
正确嘅优先次序。
The correct priority is.
就唔係我哋嘅衣食住行最重要。
Not our daily use。
耶穌嚟到勸勉或者要求門徒唔好睇重嗰啲衣食住行嘅嘢。
God asks his disciples do not place importance on those things。
但係弟兄姊妹
，So my brothers and sisters，
個意思唔係話我哋冇衣食住行。
It doesn't mean that we won't have clothes and food and all these things.
只不过话俾我哋听，嗰个唔系我哋最优先嘅次序。
But it's just telling us this is not our priority.
因为衣食住行，上帝知道佢会供应俾我哋。
Because he knows God will provide us our daily food.
而反而我哋需要嚟到花时间嘅系咩呢
？So in other hand, what should we spend our time in?
就係要追求上帝嘅同在同埋上帝嘅屬性。
Is to one after God's being and God's essence。
咁即係咩意思
？And what does that mean？
各位弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
讓我哋搞清楚件事。
Let us clarify this。
我哋跟隨主嘅人
，For us，
我哋成為基督徒之後
，After we became Christians，
我哋需要用我哋嘅一生
，We have to spend our whole life。
投資喺一件事情上
面 To invest in one thing.
呢件事情就係我哋要追求認識上帝。
Is to seek after how to know God.
我哋要不斷嘅嚟到去追求認識佢。
We have to continually and non-stop to how to know God.
弟兄姊妹，我唔知道。
So for this is,
我唔知道同你信主嗰一刻。
I don't know the moment that you believe in God.
到你而家今時今日。
To the point where now,
经过了几多年
I don't know how long has that been.
我想你想一件事情
I want to think about this.
你和我对上帝的认识
For you and me, our knowledge in God.
有没有越来越清楚呢越来越认识上帝
Do you know God, God more and more, more clearly?
抑或我们信主的时候是怎样
Or the point that we came to Christ.
我信咗主十年啊，二十年啊，或者三十年。
I believe in Christ for 10, 20, 30 years.
我对上帝嘅认识都系一样。
I was at the same point now as from the beginning.
有啲弟兄姊妹觉得咁样好嘅。
Some brothers and sisters might think this is good.
因为持守真理嘛。
So I'm holding on the truth.
真理系不变嘅。
The truth never changes.
但是你搞清楚真理是需要我们不断地来认识的。
But truth is something that we have to gain knowledge and get to know more into.
弟兄姊妹认识上帝。
What is insisted to know
God? 很多方面。
There are a lot of areas.
我想提两方面。
I want to talk about two areas.
第一样东西就是祈祷。
First is prayers.
弟兄姊妹我不知道你现在祈祷的生活是怎样。
I don't know what's how's your prayer life.
或者我这样问你有没有祈祷
Or should I ask you this? Do you pray?
我真係想知道嘅。如果你有祈禱嘅，你岌一岌頭。
If you do pray,
有冇祈禱？一日祈禱一次嘅，一次啫。祈禱一次嘅。
Prays once a day.
祈禱一次嘅。
Once a day.
應該唔止一次係嘛
？Should be more than once.
我哋一日祈禱應該幾多次啊
？How many times do we pray every day?
最少幾多次啊
？What's the minimum that we pray?
三次啦，係嘛
？At least three times.
食早餐。
Breakfast.
食午餐。
Lunch.
吃晚饭，最低限度都三次啦，系嘛
？That's the minimum prayer.
有啲人可能好啲嘅就系朝头早起身祈祷一次。
And someone who might do better as soon as they wake up, they pray.
瞓觉之前祈祷一次。
And before they go to
咁就祈祷咗几多次啊？五次。
So that's five times.
我想问下，有冇人一日祈五次祷噶
？So how many of you are
pray
five times a day？
岌下头啦，唔系好多岌头啫喎。冇多岌头啫，系嘛？
我
再問多少少，就係你啲五次祈禱裏邊，你係咪重複同一樣嘢呢
？I want to ask you this: these five prayers, do you repeat them all the time？
各位弟兄姊妹，今日我哋三餐嘅祈禱啊，你有冇注意一樣嘢呢？請問你食飯之前祈禱嗰個祈禱，你祈啲乜嘢
？So before we eat, what do you pray about？
你祈禱咩啊
How do you pray?
咪多謝上帝賜我食物，咁咪食咯。
Thank God for this food and start eating.
弟兄姊妹，我哋嘅祈禱嘅生活係點樣？
What is our prayer life?
你可能話我好忙嘅牧師，我冇時間祈禱。
因為 say I'm pastor, I'm really busy, I don't have time to pray.
我鼓勵你做一樣嘢。
I encourage you to do this.
你每一餐食飯祈禱嘅時候。
Every time before you eat.
你唔好祈30秒。
Do not pray just 30 seconds.
你祈三分鐘。
Pray for 3 minutes.
係，牧師唔得嘅。唔得三分鐘，就一分鐘。
No, I can't do that. Well, you can do 3 minutes.
你唔好睇輕我，一分鐘唔係短時間嚟噶。
Don't look down on 1 minute.
你試下眯埋眼一分鐘啊。
Try to close your eyes.
有啲人覺得一年咁長嘅。
For some people, it seems like a whole year has gone.
頂尖啊，我覺得如果我哋真係時間好緊迫。
If you would, if you really tight,
我哋其實應該珍惜我哋食飯之前嗰個祈禱。
We should treasure our time, time before we eat for those.
冇人話俾我哋聽，食飯之前祈禱就淨係多謝上帝賜我飲食咁就完㗎。
Nobody would tell you, before you eat, just pray for, to just say thank you for the food.
我鼓勵弟兄姊妹，我鼓勵弟兄姊妹。
So encourage you brothers and sisters.
食飯之前嘅祈禱
，before you eat,
有變化嘅。
There are a variety of ways to pray.
早餐
in breakfast,
唔使一定淨係賜我早餐嘅，你可以早餐嘅時候讚美上帝。
You don't just not, pray for your breakfast, you can praise God.
然之後你午餐嘅時候
，during your lunch time,
用一分鐘
，spend 1 minute,
思想下自己有乜嘢需要
，meditate on your need.
我哋每一日都有需要，我哋面對一啲事情，我哋用嗰分鐘。来到思想，来到祈祷。
We have needs every day. We have, so we spend that 1 minute to pray about this.
然之后晚饭嘅时候
，and during dinner,
我哋已经谂咗自己嘅需要啦。
We have thought about our needs.
我哋要谂下其他人嘅需要。
We have to think about other people's needs.
所以晚饭嘅时候
，so during dinner time,
我哋可以为别人来到祈祷一分钟。
We can pray for others for 1 minute.
弟兄姊妹，我哋需要认识上帝。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know God.
认识上帝系透过祈祷嘅。
To know God is, we need to pray.
仲有就系我哋嘅读圣经啦。
And then our scripture reading.
我知道读圣经好困难，系嘛
？I know, like you had.
有冇弟兄姊妹喺呢度每日都读圣经嘅？每日都读圣经，系有
额
巴
头。
每日都读圣经。
那要系 if you read the scripture every day.
每日读圣经。每
How many？
唔系嘛 ？OK， 一个礼拜读三次嘅。三次
，How about three times a week？
三次，我都有啲啦。一个礼拜读一次嘅
，How about once a week？
应该个个都岌头嘅，最得闲到你嚟崇拜都读咗一次啊嘛。
Everybody，
即系头先你都读咗一段啊嘛。
Well， every time you come to worship， we read the scriptures。
喂，弟兄姊妹，我哋要认识上帝。
We have to get to know God。
一定要读圣经。
We have to。
我知道一个难处嘅。
I know it's difficult sometimes.
我做牧会工作，我知道。
I'm a pastor.
带领弟兄姊妹去读圣经系好困难嘅。
For brothers and sisters to read the scripture sometimes is difficult.
最难一样嘅系咩咧
？What's the most difficult thing？
就系你读咗之后，你唔知佢讲乜嘢。
After you read it, you don't know what it's about.
圣经唔容易理解嘅，我同意嘅。
Sometimes it's hard to understand.
所以我好想介绍一个读经嘅方法俾大家。
So I want to introduce you to a way to read the scripture.
呢个方法只要你肯做啫。
If you want, if All you have to do is to
圣经真系唔容易理解嘅。
The scripture is hard to understand.
不过圣经系可以理解嘅。
But it can be understand.
我介绍一种方法叫临帖式嘅读经方法。
It's to follow the others how to read.
临帖式，大家知道咧，如果你香港嚟咧，我哋嗰阵时咧学写杂志嘅时候 ，Chinese 嘅
For those who came from Hong Kong.There's you have to take Chinese calligraphy class.
Right. Yeah, yeah. 咁咧，你知道咧，學寫雜誌嘅時候咧，係點樣寫噶？我哋點樣識寫雜誌啊？唔係一學就識嘅噃。
How do you start writing calligraphy in Chinese? You don't just know how to do it.
你要跟住個字帖寫噶，記唔記得噶？個字帖好多字帖啦，柳公權啊、王羲之啊，唔使翻譯呢啲名啦。總之，即係有啲好勁嘅人，你係跟住佢啲字寫噶。
So you follow what the famous writer on how they writing Chinese。
弟兄姊妹，聖經唔容易理解嘅。
Brothers and sisters, it's hard to understand. But
所以好多人窮佢一生嚟到學習聖經，然之後寫咗一啲叫做釋經書。
And so, There are people who spend their whole life to study the Bible and then write commentary on it.
其實我哋只要買一本嘅釋經書。
We just have to buy one commentary.
你就打開聖經，然之後打開嗰本釋經書，睇下嗰個作者點樣嚟到睇呢段聖經。
You open the Bible and open the commentary and see how the commentary writer study the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，如果你願意咁做。
If you want to do, if you're willing to do this.
假以時日。
With time span,
你讀得幾個作者對聖經嘅睇法嘅時候
，After you read a few writers of the commentary on how
to read the Bible, 你就開始有自己嗰個對神嘅説話嘅認識。
You will begin to understand for yourself what God is saying to you.
弟兄姊妹，今日想同大家嚟到分享屬靈嘅投資。
I want to spend some time with you on spiritual investment.
我盼望今日嘅信息唔係一啲抽象嘅一啲嘅道理。
Of that, this, what I talk about to you is not just in theory.
我希望是跟我们的生活有关系。
I want it to be our daily life.
弟兄姊妹，我很相信你想做一个属灵的投资者。
I believe all of you want to be a spiritual investor.
我请你记住三样东
西。I want you to remember three items.
第一样东西，你怎样用你的金钱？
First is how do you spend your, how do you use your money?
弟兄姊妹，如果你有笔，请你写低它。
If you have a
有
冇
分啊？大家
，if you have a pen,
寫低佢啊！我知道你記得，不過你寫低會清楚啲嘅。
I know you can remember, but it's much better if you can write.
正確嘅價值觀
and the right value.
我哋點樣用我哋嘅錢
？How do we use our money？
我哋可以用我哋嘅錢嚟到去積造財寶在天上。
We can use our money to store treasure in heaven.
第二個問題，我哋要問我哋自己嘅。
And there's a second question we have to
ask ourselves. 就係我哋為咗乜嘢而生活
？Why do we live and how do we live？
我们的焦点 是什么
What are we focus on?
我们侍奉的对象是哪一位
Who's the target that we serve?
我们能不能够说我们为主而活呢
Can we say we are living for Jesus?
然后最后
And the last item,
我们要做一个属灵的投资者
We have to be a spiritual investor
我们要穷我们的一生
We have to spend our whole life
穷我们有限的时间
Use our limited time
我们去认识上帝
Is to get to know God
透過祈禱
through prayers,
透過讀佢嘅説話
through scriptures,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我哋願唔願意咁做呢
are we willing to do this?
我哋一齊低頭
let us pray,
我哋祈禱弟兄姊妹我盼望今日嘅信息
brothers and sisters, I hope this message for you today
能夠觸動到你嘅心
can touch your heart
我真係好想問你一個問題。
I really want to ask you this question.
各位弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你愿唔愿意成为一个属灵嘅投资者
Are you willing to be a spiritual investor?
你愿唔愿意成为一个属灵嘅投资者
Are you willing to be a spiritual investor?
如果你愿意
If you are willing,
如果你愿意
If you are willing to do this,
我好想你轻轻将你嘅手举起。
I want you to raise your hand.
我特別為你祈禱，願唔願意？
I will
我哋有
冇
人願意？好，多謝主， and、多謝主。好，舉咗手嘅可以放低。
After you raise your hand, you may put it down。
仲有冇咧
？Any more？
我哋諗清楚。
Let us think clearly。
屬靈嘅投資
，spiritual investment
係上算嘅。
It is the top investment。
係耶穌基督希望我哋咁做。
It is what Jesus wants us to do。
有冇弟兄姊妹？
And brothers and sisters,
你願意成為一個屬靈的投資者
Are you willing to be a spiritual investor?
如果你願意的話
If you are willing
你剛才未舉手的
And you have not raised your hand
你願意的話你現在舉手
If you are willing You can raise your hand now
多謝主多謝主
Praise God
還有沒
有呢 Any more?
弟兄姊妹我們怎樣用我們的錢
Brothers and sisters How do we use our money?
我們為了誰而活
Who do we live for?
我哋喺認識上帝嘅事情上，我哋有冇認真
？Are we seriously want to know God?
仲有冇一位呢？
Any more
願意成為屬靈嘅投資者
？Any more brothers and sisters are willing to be spiritual investors?
未舉過手嘅，如果你而家想，我都好想你把你嘅手舉起，向上帝表達。
If you have not raised your hand yet, you can do it now to let God know you are willing.
還有沒有呢?
Any more?
好, 多謝 齐祈祷。
Let us pray。
天父上帝，我哋多谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you。
你见到我哋嘅手。
You see our hands。
你见到我哋嘅心。
You see our heart。
让我哋能够真系成为一个属灵嘅投资者。
Let us be a real spiritual investor。
我哋愿意好好用我哋嘅金钱。
We are willing to use our money。
我哋愿意嚟到去为主而活。
We are willing to live for Jesus。
主耶稣，我哋更加愿意不断嘅嚟到认识你。
Jesus, we are willing to get to know you continually and non-stop。
多谢你。
Thank you。
你祝福我哋。
You have blessed us。
你继续嘅带领我哋。
You will continue to guide us。
多谢你听我哋嘅祈祷。
Thank you for listening to our prayers。
奉耶稣嘅名。
In Jesus' name。
阿门。
Amen。